9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, November 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Possible signs of easing inflation push stocks higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 56 points to close at 33,593. The S&P 500 was up about 34 points, and the NASDAQ finished up 162 points. October's producer price index showed a slower rise in the prices suppliers charge companies, and investors interpreted that as an indicator that inflation could be easing, and in turn could result in less aggressive interest rate increases by the Federal Reserve. Among individual stocks, Walmart shares jumped 6.5% after the retailer reported revenue that topped analyst expectations and raised its fiscal year projections. Shares of Home Depot finished up 1.6% after reporting that sales rose 5.6% in the third quarter, as higher prices again offset a slowdown in transactions. U.S.-listed shares of Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing rose 10.5% after Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway reported a $4 billion stake in the chipmaker. Shares of Google parent Alphabet rose 2.8% after activist hedge fund TCI Fund Management called on the company to aggressively cut costs, claiming Alphabet would be more efficient with fewer employees. It also said the company should reduce losses in long-term bets, such as the self-driving car unit Waymo. And investors continue to watch the cryptocurrency markets, which have been hammered in the last week as the fallout continues from the collapse of crypto exchange FTX. But crypto prices were stable today, with Bitcoin up 2.3% in afternoon trading to about $16,700. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.